This is video number 5 in a 7-part series on traps that kill small businesses. In previous videos, we've talked about 4 traps: failing to pay proper attention to cash flow, getting bogged down in reactive management styles, innovating too slowly or not at all, and marketing by the seat of your pants. In this video, we take up a 5th trap: waiting too long to build robust management systems. Failure to build appropriate management systems is a principal reason for owner burnout. When business processes are not carefully structured and systemized, you are limited in the number of things that you can delegate to others or contract out to others. You have to do everything yourself because you're the only one who knows what needs to be done and how to do it. Doing everything yourself may work reasonably well in the early stages of a startup, but if you have the kind of success that you probably hope for, the business quickly becomes too big and too complex for one person to keep up with all of the roles and responsibilities that you carried at first. Vital parts of the business quit being done well or quit being done at all. This, in turn, puts an absolute cap on the growth of your business. If you cannot empower others to take major portions of the workload off of your shoulders, the growth of the business is limited to what you, as one person, can do. The absence of well-defined management systems also leads to poor quality control. One of the reasons for having set processes and methods for doing things is to assure consistency in output. When you have not institutionalized solid systems within your business, the quality of output is too often left to happenstance. And without processes and methods that are systemized and monitored carefully, you are limited in your ability to remove wasted time and wasted motion from the operation of the business. You can see, therefore, why it's a horrendous trap to wait too long to build your management systems. When there is an absolute cap on a company's growth, when vital parts of the business are not being executed consistently and well, when there is poor quality control, it comes as no surprise when the business is unable to sustain enough customers to survive. There are 5 primary reasons for developing robust management systems. First, systems are the way in which you standardize processes that must be repeated regularly or routinely. It's this standardization that allows you to control quality outputs more effectively. Second, systems allow you to manage by exception. That is, you do not focus your energy on running the process, but on dealing with instances when, for whatever reason, the processes or methods do not perform as designed. These instances alert you to the need to tweak the processes or provide better training and orientation for the people who carry out the process. Your energy as an owner-manager is thus devoted more to process improvement than to executing the process yourself. Third, systems are the primary mechanism through which you achieve specific outcomes for your business. Do you need more customers? You should have a system for surfacing leads. Do you need to cut inventory costs? You should have a system for effective inventory control. Do you need to turn more of your customers into repeat customers? You should have a system for building and maintaining customer loyalty. Fourth, you build systems to institutionalize critical processes so that they are carried on independently of you, whether you are present or not. A major contributor to owner-manager burnout is the inability to pull away from the business for any extended period of relaxation and recreation. I know small business owners who for years have felt that they could not take a vacation. An occasional 3-day weekend is about the most they feel they can spare. They are afraid that if they are out of the picture any longer than that, the business would completely crumble. If their perception is correct, if things can't hold together without them present, then their business systems are woefully inadequate, and their life-work balance is getting so out of kilter that much of the joy of being a business owner is being stolen from them. This then leads to the fifth reason for building robust management systems, namely, to put as much management of the business as possible on autopilot. A system is on autopilot when it needs little or no management initiative or input to start it or to keep it going. Today's internet-based businesses are the epitome of a company in which almost every process has been systemized to the point that it runs on autopilot. Orders are taken online with no human intervention. Orders are then sent to a distribution center, again with no employee involvement. Confirmation messages and follow-up emails with the customers are handled automatically by autoresponders, and even follow-on marketing campaigns are run hands-off. Understandably, if your business is not internet-based, you may not be able to achieve this level of automation. But the closer you can get to the goal of having all of your systems automated, or at least on autopilot, the more competitive you can be from the standpoint of cost containment and efficiency. If you're the owner of a startup or a young small business, you have tons of things that you must tend to, and you have to find time for building your systems from an already crowded schedule. But it is time well spent. Everything you systemize gives you an early return on your investment with the time it saves you in the future. But because building management systems does take time, some owners of well-established small businesses are still working with very unsophisticated systems, to say the least. And the systems that they have require so much owner or management input that they are hardly running on autopilot. Yet every day that these owners continue in this mode, the more it is costing them financially in the long run. Whether you have an established business or you are still in the startup phase, the three most critical business systems to build are your record-keeping system, your financial management system, and your marketing system. If you maintain an inventory, your inventory management system should be added to this list. Until these basic systems are in place and working as they should, you are not well advised to spend great blocks of time on maturing other systems. Once these basic systems are in place, move on to additional business functions which can be systemized. These include, in no particular order, compliance systems to meet regulatory requirements, onboarding systems for new employees, training systems, quality assurance systems, process improvement systems, systems for new product development, and equipment and facility management systems. Each system should be thoroughly documented, and the documentation should include as a minimum a statement of the policies governing the system, step-by-step procedures for each process in the system, and standards for measuring the system's effectiveness and accuracy along with the quality of its output. Once systems are in place, you should also periodically review each system and do any fine-tuning and recalibration that's called for. It does no good whatsoever to have a system that runs on autopilot if it's not doing what needs to be done. With systems in place that allow you to delegate or outsource effectively, you have positioned yourself to avoid the sixth trap that kills small businesses, playing the wrong role as an owner. That's the topic of our next video.